How did my friend Gabe Rodriguez, who was raised in the Maritime Provinces of Canada, become an American outdoorsman? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I'm living in Idaho now. I guess I've been here long enough, Sparky, to call myself a local. I grew up on the east coast of Canada and spent the majority of my younger life there till I was 13 years old. Standard broken family, parents split up, and you start traveling around the country. I was lucky enough to play hockey and travel around the country doing that. Both my parents being from the U.S., I was born with dual citizenship. Well, of course, back then, it was relatively easy to be sure that you do have your dual citizenship and you're able to retain that as you get older. So I spent a bunch of time down in the U.S. Of course, that's where both my mom and my dad's parents and my brother's sisters, my cousins, etc. were. So yeah, I've been fortunate enough to be exposed to most of North America throughout my childhood. I guess in terms of outdoorsmanship, I think that started when I was really young. My influence in terms of fishing, I've always enjoyed it, but it hasn't always been a focus. Hunting has. My grandfather was a big outdoorsman. He was a part of Pheasants Forever. He played a pretty significant role in the state of Illinois having to do with Pheasants Forever. He was a big whitetail hunter. Each year, he liked to travel in and throughout the United States to hunt something that was outside of his native hunting grounds in Illinois.
And like just about every story you hear about a kid who becomes a hunter, a parent or grandparent leads the way.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.